Your first school, what was that?
Whenever you were big enough to go, you walked to school. And you know the old thing about I walked 5 miles to school? We actually did walk a long distance to this little schoolhouse. And I remember learning to read, and a lot of that was taught at home. You learned to spell your name and how to read and say your ABCs and how to count and all of that. You were taught that at home when you learned to speak or whatever.
So was that being taught by your aunt?
Yes. And any adult that had charge over you at that time, my aunt was basically the one that did most of the teaching as we grew up. She did those kinds of things. My first regular school was in Memphis, and it was kindergarten. And I remember it was Miss Potts Kindergarten in South Memphis. I went in already knowing how to read and write and to spell my name and all of that. So I guess I was doing fairly well as being taught, you know.
You're talking about like 5 years old.
5 and less. I would think I was reading earlier because I was reading before I went to kindergarten. I went to kindergarten at 5.
At that point, had you already shown interest in music? Were you aware of it?
I was not aware until I was about 5. That's what I remember. My aunt taught me my first song, and that song was Can't No Grave Hold My Body Down. I can't imagine why they would teach a little kid that song, but to me, I was learning to sing, and I did get to sing it at church as a solo.
How did that go? Just a little bit.
Can't no grave hold my body down. When the first trumpet sound, I'll be getting up out of the ground. Can't no grave hold my body down. And it's interesting because I found a recording. I wanted to add it into my presentation and talk about it a bit when I was giving a sermon song. And I discovered that there was a track, a karaoke track, with Billie Jean, the country singer. She had made a track where she said she got it when she was a young girl singing that song. She's in, I guess, Nashville, Ozarks, or wherever, and I'm in Nesbitt, Mississippi. Can you imagine the cultures bringing those songs together?
Wow.
When there was no TV and very little radio. So to me, that's interesting how that's done.
The adults obviously knew that you were especially talented at that point, do you think?
I think maybe they were searching and helping you to find whatever gift you had, because my sister, she loved to speak and she didn't like to sing. Occasionally they would make us sing together, but I hated to speak and I enjoyed the singing. So maybe that's what it was, because about that time they had the old radios, you know, that you could put the wire in the ground. They call it a grounding wire or something like that. And certain hours during the day, you could get certain radio stations. And my favorite station was the old Firestone Hour. There was a woman, her name was Marguerite Piazza. She would open the old Firestone Hours with, "If I could tell you of my devotion, if I could sing all my love so true." Now, I may have some of the words not quite right, but as a young person, I was not in school full time, so I had to be very young. I loved that. I lived to go and listen to the old Firestone Hour, which the music was not alien to my culture, but it wasn't the type of music that we sang, because we did quartets and gospel, you know, coming out of the African-American heritage. So to hear that type of music, I was fascinated by that.
5 years old, maybe you were listening.
Five is when I remember having this love for music and all kinds of music.
Were you going to church at this point?
Yes, we were. Church was always there. You had to go to church. No matter what you did on Friday and Saturday, you had to go to church on Sunday. So church was a part of it. And children were not as active. They didn't have children's programs and things like that. But they would have what they call was Children's Day, when we get to do whatever our gifts were. We could speak, or Easter or special holidays, we got to show our talent. And they expected you to do well so you wouldn't embarrass the family. So.
obviously you remember performing then at a very young
absolutely.
Age.
Yes,
was
sir.
That something that you wanted to do, made you nervous, didn't want to? How did you react?
I love to sing. I was petrified if you asked me to speak, and was until I was way into adulthood. I mean, absolutely petrified. But I love to sing, and I would sing at the drop of a hat. I remember that. As far as how the family reacted to it, they were supportive because they felt that was a way to help you to be a good citizen, a good character, or whatever they were trying to build you to be, a good person.
Did you remember when you would sing at 5 or 6? Did you get good feedback?
Did I get good feedback? I think the feedback was primarily from family members, and occasionally would say, well, you did real good. We're proud of you, and that kind of thing, you know. But I didn't internalize any of that at that time. I guess I must have just been, oh, this pleased them, so I'll try and do some more. I remember being about 7, maybe somewhere between 6 and 8, I'll say. There was a young woman that came to our church. She sang and really touched my heart. It really made me want to sing forever. And I remember telling God, I want to sing like that when I get to be grown. That's how I put it. That stayed with me for a long time. And I didn't want to sing identical to her style of singing. What I wanted was that feeling that she was giving to me. I wanted to be able to give that to someone else. And that's been a sign to me all these years that God answers my prayer, because he did give me a voice that people seem to want to hear. I always carry the music with me. I think maybe 12, 13 years old, I realized I wanted to be in medicine. My first goal was to be a doctor. And I realized if I wanted 6 children, which is what my goal was, 6 children, and a husband, I couldn't be a doctor. And I'm thinking, as an adult, I'm looking at this reasoning from an almost teenage girl saying, you know, I can't be a doctor because that's going to take a lot of my time from my family. And if I'm going to have 6 children, I'm going to need to be around. So I think I'll be a nurse. Consequently, I became a registered nurse later on. And the music and the medicine have always come along together.
Were you performing in school all those years? And it became known that Ernestine is a singer by this time, right?
Yes, yes. I always sang in school in every level. Remember 4th grade, I sang with groups, and 5th grade and 6th grade. 7th and 8th grade, it was junior high for us. And I had a wonderful music teacher. She was very strict. I remember once I was singing my harmony incorrectly, and she gave me one more chance to sing it correctly, as she was going to crack me on my knuckles. So I tried it again, and I still got it wrong. The way I was getting it wrong was just so funny to me. So when she swapped me, I started laughing and crying at the same time. It was just so funny. And I remember the song, the line was, "Shepherds abiding in the field." I was supposed to sing the harmony, and I never could get the alto right. If you can imagine me singing alto all my life, I did. Until I was fully adult, I sang alto or second soprano, never that soprano line. But anyway, that was so much fun growing up with good teachers who wanted the best for you, and they got it no matter what it cost you.
So this was school through high school in Memphis?
Yes, in Memphis.